Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, January 14th, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Hayes Hopper. Hayes and his family are members of Mount Brook Baptist, and Hayes is in 11th grade and is a member of the youth group. So thank you, Hayes, for leading us today by reading for the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Mary. Today's reading is going to be from Genesis 13, Abraham and Lot separate. So Abram went up from Egypt to the Negev with his wife and everything he had, and Lot went with him. Abram had become very wealthy in livestock and in silver and gold. From the Negev, he went from place to place until he came to Bethel, to the place between Bethel and Ai, where his tent had been earlier, and where he had first built an altar. There, Abram called on the name of the Lord. Now Lot, who was moving about with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents. But the land could not support them while they stayed together, for their possessions were so great that they were not able to stay together. And quarreling arose between Abram's herdsmen and the herdsmen of Lot. The Canaanites and Perizzites were also living in the land at that time. So Abram said to Lot, "Let's not have any quarreling between you and me, or between the herdsmen and mine, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go left, I'll go right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left." Lot looked up and saw that the whole plain of the Jordan was well watered, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt toward Zoar. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose for himself the whole plain of the Jordan and set out towards the east. The two men parted company. Abram lived in the land of Canaan, while Lot lived among the cities of the plain and pitched his tents near Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were wicked and were sinning greatly against the Lord. The Lord said to Abram after Lot parted from him, "Lift up your eyes from where you are and look north and south and east and west. All the land that you see I will give you and your offspring forever. I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted. Go walk through the length and breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you." So Abram moved his tents and went to live near the great trees of Mamre and Hebron, where he built an altar to the Lord. The second reading comes from Psalm 37, verse 1 through 17, of David. "Do not fret because of evil men, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, and when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil. For men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy great peace. The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those who are upright. But their sword will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked, for the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous." Today's third reading comes from Mark 6, 30 through 44. Jesus feeds the 5,000. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. By this time it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat. But he answered, You give them something to eat. They said to him, That would take 8 months of a man's wages. Are we going to spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat? How many loaves do you have? He asked. Go and see. When they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven. He gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000.
Thank you so much, Hayes, for joining the podcast today. We want to hear a little bit about you and your family.
Thank you. My name is Hayes Hopper. I go to Homewood High School, and my parents are Jamie and Jason Hopper and my sister, Becca. I'm in the 11th grade, and I'm on the Homewood High School golf team.
Did you grow up playing golf, or is this something that you have taken up in recent years?
Yeah, so my dad has always played, and he kind of taught me when I was younger, but I've really started like playing with the school, I would say probably starting in 7th grade, and then I've played every year up to now.
Where do you guys play?
So the team plays at Robert Trent Jones, but I practice at Pine Tree, so.
Hayes, I'm curious, what other hobbies and interests do you have?
So I really like the outdoors. Recently, I've enjoyed off-roading and mudding a lot, but since my car, it can do the off-roading, but it's not as reliable as it was. I drive a Land Cruiser, so I like camping a lot, too. I used to go out and hike and camp, so that's pretty fun.
Does your mom know that you like to off-road?
She was very upset. I got stuck, and my grandfather and my dad had to come get me out, so she definitely did not like that.
Hayes, are you into music, or is there a specific artist that you really like?
Yeah, I really like Johnny Cash. His music's great. I wish I got to listen to him in concert, but never got the chance.
What's one of your favorite songs that he wrote?
Probably Highwayman. He does a lot of he did a lot of music with Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings and guys like that. So they had a bunch of good songs together. So Johnny Cash would do these concerts to like people of... He went to prisons, and it was basically, he was just like a man of the people, and he would do covers of songs. One of them is Peace in the Valley. I think originally it was a Elvis Presley song, but I just really like that. So
read us some of the lyrics.
Okay. This is just the one that was pulled up. I was listening to this. And the lion shall lay down by the lamb, and the beast from the wild will be led by a child. I think it's just a good song. So
keep talking.
A couple of, you want me to read some more lyrics?
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. And I'll be changed from this creature that I am. And it says, there will be peace in the valley for me someday. And it's kind of like a choir singing it. So I think it just sounds really good. Mm.
Tell me a little bit about your faith journey. When did you come to faith in Jesus?
So when I was about 8, I think I realized I knew Jesus and that I needed to be saved. So I was baptized. But as I've grown older, I think I've made a more personal connection with God, so I've grown a lot.
Hayes, I know you're involved in the youth ministry here. I want to hear about something that you enjoy that you do with the youth.
Yeah, so on Wednesday nights, I really enjoy growth groups.
And tell me, what is a growth group and what do you guys do?
So growth groups is we join up with guys that are 10th through 12th grade for senior high, and there's a couple of us, and we go in and we just... ask everybody about their week, and then we dig into some scripture usually and see what everybody has to say about it.
Do you have a favorite scripture?
Yeah, I really enjoy the Sermon on the Mount. I think it just gives rules on how to live as a Christian. Specifically, I like the one about prayer, Matthew 6:9. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. So I just think that this is just how Jesus tells us to pray. And obviously we recite that every week on Sunday, and I just really like it. So
awesome. Do you have any particular interests, like as you're thinking about what you want to do when you grow up?
Yeah, so I really enjoy finance. I kind of do it. I just enjoy looking at stocks and stuff. So I buy up a couple of things, but maybe I would like to do that as a major or something.
Awesome. I don't know much about stocks. Give me some advice.
I'm not a certified financial advisor, but I would say probably just like Warren Buffett says, buy the S&P 500 index. So
okay. What is one of those stocks?
So basically this just combines the entire market or the 500 most valuable companies and puts it into one. I have a couple of shares of that one, but I'm definitely diversified a little bit.
Oh, what else do you own?
I really like Costco. I think their business model is really good. So as a long-term value company, that's something that I bought.
Was there anything from the scriptures that we read today that stuck out to you?
Yeah, I really like the Jesus feeds the 5,000. It's a story that I've probably heard since I was a kid, but I just think that the miracle of Jesus multiplying just a little bit of bread and turning in and feeding all those people is just obviously just like a classic miracle, I guess, of Jesus. So
it's really amazing.
Yeah.
Thanks again for joining us today. Let me pray for us as we close the podcast. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity to be together and for Hayes reading for us today. We pray that you would bless him and all the youth of our church. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to draw them closer to you. Thank you for your word. May it rest in our hearts today. We pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.